I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
I don't know what's worse. If somebody ghosts you after a normal first date where you go out to dinner or whatever and then you leave and then they just never talk to you again. Mm-hmm. Or they ghost you after you spent the night at their house and you leave in the morning and then they never talk to you again. I think that's the worst one because you're like, I was good enough to get over there. We did what we did. And I must have been so bad at doing what we did that
I don't know. There's so many other things that could go wrong in that possibility, like in that situation.
It would make me rethink my life. Though.
Either way, I'm like, is either one better than the other?
I guess it's all not great if you're really into somebody. Just like Owen, who's on the phone right now for a first date follow up. Before we find out what happened for your date, Owen, how long has it been since you went out with? Looks like her name is Jess. How long has it been since you went out with Jess?
Yeah, it's been 4 days.
4 days.
Okay.
So only 4 days. Long. That's.
But if you're ghosted, I feel like, you know, it feels like a long time, even if it's a day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely past the time. So how many times have you tried to reach out to her?
Yeah, I reached out to her twice.
Twice.
I don't stalk people. It's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm. Twice in 4 days is appropriate.
I like that. Yeah. I really like that.
Very normal.
Yeah. 4 times in 2 days, though, probably not good. Anyway, so tell us a little bit about your date.
We went out for dinner, then ended up at her place. So,
well, that's
I don't like to brag, but
you're downplaying it. That's a good first date. I mean, unless you had already planned, you guys had talked about going back to her house after dinner, or was it she had such a good time at dinner that she wanted you to check out her wallpaper?
We just really hit it off, you know, a lot of laughing. There's like those moments where she like might touch my arm. You could tell there was like chemistry. You know, we spoke about family. Like, we had a ton of stuff to talk about. We just, you know, nonstop talking.
I'm assuming she invited you to go to her house after the date.
She did propose the idea. And she even, you know, she made it sound like, you know, this is a completely rare thing that she doesn't normally bring people back.
I never do this. You went over there. She said she never does that, even though who knows?
She probably does.
And did you guys hook up?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Whoa. So she's done that a few times.
Congrats,
yes,
my
she
friend.
She absolutely has. Yeah.
Good for her and good for you.
Maybe she didn't hook up with you. Maybe it'd be a little bit more believable on her end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it was awesome. Like, you could feel there was a strong chemistry between us, and it was really romantic. I don't need to get into details. I told her I had to get up in the morning to go to work. Mm-hmm. I did spill a glass of water on the floor on my way out, so I don't know if like that was...
What time did you get up?
It was about 6, 6.30, I think, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Wait,
did you say bye?
I didn't want to wake her up.
Okay, so you snuck out of there.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, but I told her I was going to do it, so it wasn't...
Does she live in a house or an apartment?
Yeah, she lives in an apartment.
Okay, so you bounced, you didn't say bye, and you've heard nothing from her since?
Yeah, she didn't respond to my messages.
Okay, so that's what I was talking about earlier. I was like, is that worse than getting blown off right after dinner? Were you that bad? Or, I mean, you said you spilled water, and maybe that was it. Is there another reason at all?
Yeah, nothing I can think of at all.
There was no point in the night where it was, like, awkward?
I mean, besides spilling the water, I mean, maybe she could have been upset about me, you know, not saying bye on the way out. I guess that could have been off-putting.
Like, that you were disrespectful or something?
Well, and it kind of sends the message that you want to, like, hit it and quit it, you know?
Yeah, it is weird, though.
Yeah, it's a tough situation to be in.
I told her I was going to, though.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you told her, then she should have known, but, you never know, right? So, all right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure out the real reason she's not calling you back, okay?
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man. Do it next. I just want to touch on the thing that we talked about in the first part of the first date follow-up real quick before we get to finding out why Owen isn't getting a call back from a woman that he went out on a date with. Her name is Jess. But we talked about the fact that Owen went out with Jess to dinner. They had such a good dinner that she was like, would you like to come back to my place, Owen? I don't know why she speaks that way, but that's how she said it. Yeah, she's is she from Italy, Owen? Was that right?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, in my mind, she is. And she was like, would you like to come back to my place for a little bit of fun? And now she sounds like something else. I don't know. And anyway, Owen went over there. They ended up hooking up. And now she's not calling back. And he doesn't know why. We're about to call her and get her on the phone. And we're going to see if why she's not calling you back. Before I call her, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I'm ready for an answer. I've been, you know, going over it in my head. I can't figure it out.
All right, here we go. Dollar phone right now.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jess, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Jess, how are you? This is the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
Mine's Alex.
Mine's English Evan.
Have you heard of the Jubal Show?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while. Well, what is this about?
Well, we do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why. And we got an email about you from Owen.
Oh, my God. Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Owen wants to know why you're not calling back. He told us about your date. He said you guys had a really wonderful dinner. You went back to your place. You had fun there. And he left in the morning to go to work. And that's the last time he's heard from you. He said he's also tried to reach out to you, but you haven't even responded.
Yeah, so we're dying to know.
Well, yeah. No, he's been ghosted for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is that reason?
I mean, he cheated in my bed.
Ew.
He did what?
He did?
What?
Yeah, no. Like, legitimately everywhere. I'm still dealing with that right now.
What?
So that's why I'm
how
I'm
much pee did that guy have?
I'm still dealing with it. It probably got on the mattress. Like, it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so were you guys drinking the night before?
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. That's the worst part. We were having such a great time, and I brought him to my apartment. I never bring anybody over to my apartment, and I decided because we were talking about family and just, you know, mature stuff and not things that we talk about normally on a first date. So I brought him over. We had such an amazing night, and I wake up the next morning and I roll into his side where he peed. The worst part about it is though, he left. He didn't even say sorry. He didn't even wake me up. He didn't even throw a freaking towel that was on the floor. Like, he did nothing.
We talked to him. He didn't tell us anything about
that. Sad.
First of all,
sorry.
And that happens a lot when people go out drinking. Mm-hmm. I've peed in beds. People have peed in my bed. There's been all kinds. There's a lot of peeing in beds.
What?
If you're the peer, right, not the pee, you feel really bad about that. And then you'll say something about it. Like, even if you leave and don't say goodbye, you'll still text later and go, because you have to call it out. And go, sorry about that. Do you think he didn't know?
I honestly have no idea, but I felt completely disrespected, and I can still smell it. Ew. I can still smell it.
Oh, you gotta get a new mattress.
Yeah, yeah, going to. I'm still kind of shaking. I'm pissed
That's
off.
That's disgusting.
Right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, now I understand why you ghosted him now. It makes sense.
You know, he might not be able to help you guys, so, you know.
Yeah, who knows?
It could be an issue, yeah, like a health issue.
To not address it?
Yeah, that is
the weird
part.
Yeah. Well, why don't we ask him, Jess? Because Owen is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Hey, Jess.
Oh, my God. Guys, I can't believe this is happening right now.
Sorry.
I can, but only because I knew.
Look, I didn't pee the bed, Jess. I spilled water on the way out. Like, are you sure? I'm pretty sure that it was just water.
A cup of water. So I know for a fact that when I rolled over, that was not water. I don't know why you're lying to me, and you're not even being a man. You keep backpedaling. Like, what makes you think that this is okay? Any part of this?
Look, I didn't pee the bed. Did you pee the bed?
No.
Like, how are you so sure it wasn't your own pee?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're trying to argue with me right now when I clearly know it was because I could smell it.
And how do you know it's my if it's how do you know it's not your own? We both had a lot to drink.
Because I don't pee the bed, Owen. I've never peed the bed.
I don't pee the bed either.
Well, someone peed the bed.
Yeah,
well,
we got to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, so Owen, one of you guys peed the bed. We know that. Well, we don't know that. Do you have a dog? Could someone have come in and peed the bed to try to frame Owen?
No, it was Owen that peed the bed. Now, are we done?
I didn't pee the bed.
Okay. Well, we're not quite done. Would you like to go on another date with Owen? We'll pay for it.
What do you guys think?
No, thank you.
I'm with a no.
I was thinking you might say yes, based on the fact that we still don't know who peed it.
We know who peed the bed. It was Owen. And clearly, I can't, and I will never be able to trust him because he's lying right now.
Sorry, Owen.
Kidding me. I did not pee the bed.
How do we know you're not lying, Owen?
Right.
Still going.
Jessica, a new mattress.
How do we know she's not lying?
How do I know you didn't just pee your pants on this phone call?
If she was a bedwetter, she would have a mattress cover.
Right. Yes. How do we know she's not peeing right now? How do you know I'm not peeing right now?
How do you know I'm not peeing right now?
How do you know I'm not peeing
all
right now?
All of us might be peeing right now.
It's not adding up.
Somebody's peeing.
And it's not me.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.